All right, you heard in that report from CKNW reporter Janet Brown about how Ron Benzie's wife is standing by him. He is the former Global TV reporter who was handed a four-year prison term today for sexually abusing a child from a family that's one of his best friends. Ron Benzie was charged in January with sexually assaulting a friend of his son, and throughout the trial, Benzie's wife has stood by him, has gone to counseling to help fix their marriage. But how can you fix a marriage after one member is involved in a sex assault on a child? Let's talk to Dr. Karen Ruskin about this, a psychotherapist and marriage and family therapist, author of Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Oh, my goodness. What a painful topic, Mike. And this is not the first time we've heard this, and it won't be the last.
Right. Well, a lot of people might remember another story that's been in the news in a very high-profile way, and that's Jerry Sandusky, the football coach, right, and the sexual assault that rocked Penn State University, and his wife stood by him, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. There are some wives that will leave for far less than that, and then there are others who will stand by something that is so devastating. And when you hear of this as a parent, as a person, and you think, how is it possible that a woman, a person, a mother would stand by one spouse? And yet there are reasons why.
Okay, but how does a wife look at that person the same way after being confronted with a crime like this? What goes through her mind?
Well, that's a good analytical question, Mike. It's not rather that they look at their spouse in the same way. It's rather they try and make sense of how their spouse's behavior can make sense, even though, as you and I and your listeners know, it doesn't seem to make any sense. But that's what the spouse tries to do. And often when they go to counseling, that's part of what's being explored. It's how does this type of behavior make sense? Now, with that, often the shock, the denial, and the disbelief is what the spouse's experience will be of the events, which is also why they stay in the relationship. It is so horrific to even believe that their spouse could have done such a thing,
right,
that they can barely believe it themselves, and they're basically stuck in shock. And for some, it's not just for weeks. Some could be in denial for months, even for years.
Well, that kind of denial may have been going on in the Jerry Sandusky case, right, where his wife stood by her and accompanied him to court and basically said that, you know, he pleaded not guilty, and I guess she believed him.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's an interesting comparison, because what we don't know as of yet is what the future will hold regarding the Benzie case and whether or not, you know, the wife will stand by him over time, or whether as time continues onward, if she goes through her own therapeutic process and she shifts from shock and denial and shifts from rationalization and making sense of the behavior to rather recognizing the reality of what actually happened and deciding that she can't stay by somebody who's committed such a crime. But remember, if she rather views it rather than a crime, and through her therapeutic process, if she does indeed go for her own counseling and rather views it as an illness, then right, what happens is there are some spouses whose philosophical belief system in unconditional love and protecting of your spouse and standing by them if they are ill could very well be another reason why a spouse would stay by their man given such a circumstance.
Right. They may not look at the husband as a criminal, which a lot of people are looking at this guy today, but they may have looked at this, right, this guy is sick, and I'm going to help,
right,
him.
Right. That's exactly right. And you know what? Therein is exactly the nugget that is the difference that makes the difference between whether somebody might stay in a marriage or not. It's how they view their spouse. And that view is it a crime or are they sick? And if you view your spouse as there's a sickness there, then you might feel this obligation and this marital philosophy of I need to be here to help them through this illness, to be back to the man that I knew he was. And that's what leads us into the next piece of why a spouse might stay in a marriage, which is the compartmentalization. It's compartmentalizing and separating their view of their spouse. To one side, it's, oh, the good man that I knew and thought I knew and know he can be and will be again, versus the ugly view of him that others view him as.
Okay, I want to pick up on that, Karen, when we come back. Well, let's take a quick break right now. We'll come back with more with Dr. Karen Ruskin. Stick around. All right, welcome back to the program. I've got a few minutes left with Dr. Karen Ruskin as we continue to talk about the Ron Benzie case in the news today. Former Global TV reporter handed a 4-year prison term earlier today for sexually abusing a child. Dr. Ruskin, in your own practice in dealing with your clients, you ever come up with a case like this where you've got to help people in a situation like this?
Absolutely, and it's so sad because it's far too much more common than one would like to think. Because my specialty is in relationship issues and I work with couples and families, it's so painful when you have a husband and a wife coming in or just the wife coming in. It is more often that the crime has been committed by the man, and the wife is either coming in with him or by herself, or even there are times, which is so interesting, when the couple's coming in for marital help, and throughout the journey you then discover that it's not just about the marriage, that actually behaviors that have happened from the man to either children themselves, stepchildren, or children that are friends of their own children, it's just... to have to go through that as a family and as a therapist to see what happens to families is just no words can describe. It's really sad and it's really painful, and this family is not alone and they're not the first, nor will they be the last. And it's actually really important for parents to talk to their kids about safety, and if anybody ever touches you in the wrong way, no matter who it is, to tell me, to talk to me, not to be afraid to tell your kids that.
Right. Right, and you were mentioning that, you know, people might be surprised that this is maybe more common than people think, but I imagine that in the era of pervasive internet pornography, for example, how has that affected your practice in terms of counseling couples who may be going through something like that, if they, you know, catch a spouse looking at porn online?
Oh, that's a whole nother topic right there, and that's a really hot topic that often therapists are talking about, because that is a definite problem in marital relationships, and it's not only in terms of catching the husbands, but often women will be very concerned when they find out that their teenage boys are viewing pornography online, and often, you know, the husband will laugh about it, like, oh, that's okay, that's being a guy, but it's not always necessarily okay because of, well... that's a whole other topic for another day, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We might need some more time for that one.
Yeah. In the case of the terrible case we have in front of us today with Ron Benzie, you know, his lawyer said in court that, look, this guy is not a pedophile. He doesn't believe he's a risk to reoffend. In your experience in dealing with men who exhibit symptoms of pedophilia, can they be treated? Can they be cured?
Yeah, you know, it depends on your philosophy. When you ask a therapist, and I know you are, you're asking a psychotherapist, psychotherapists tend to believe that a lot of the cases that they can indeed be helped. But really, although that's the overriding belief system, because we believe that people can be helped, it's really important to know that the answer truly depends on the case. And to really be doing due diligence, the therapist would have to interview the person involved and find out a lot more information before they should even make a blanket statement like that, because there are some cases that, you know, they cannot be.
Thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank
I appreciate
you for
it. That is Dr. Karen Ruskin, who's a psychotherapist, marriage and family therapist. Her book is Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. We got the final hour of the show coming up. Up next, should BC nurses be required to get the flu shot? That's up next. Stick around.